Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Holy God, source of all love, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus gave us a new commandment to love one another as he loves us. Write this commandment in our hearts and give us the will to serve others as he was the servant of all. Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This is the Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and wipe them with a towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" He answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean, and you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed his feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Judeans, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So a former presiding bishop of the ELCA, you know, the head guy, the national bishop. Mark Hansen was his name, and he was a bishop, I can't remember, 10, 15 years ago. So he was invited to a conference, a women's conference on violence against women. Now, I think this was because the ELCA, our denomination, had done good work in addressing violence to women. But he felt totally out of place. Here he was, a male, a white male, at being asked to speak to a women's conference about women, violence against women. He didn't know what to do. So he did not speak at all. he got a basin and water, and he washed the feet of the women who were up on the dais. Jesus does this beautiful thing, and we are a little bit embarrassed by it. I have done at this service, at other churches, I have done foot washing, and it's like pulling teeth to get people to volunteer for that. I always assigned people, and there were always a few faithful people who got it, who would come up afterwards, after the assigned people. And it's a very moving ceremony to see the religious leader get down on his knees and wash the feet of people. I know that our current Pope has done that. I don't think he's well enough now, but he has washed the feet of homeless people. How can Christians, this is how to show Christian love. How do Christians get off in this opposite tangent, you know, this kind of arrogance and judgmentalism? How do they get there when Jesus practices this humble observance of washing feet, showing love? Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. Now, this is a little bit different, right, than the other one. You know, we hear love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, we know that one. Jesus even said, love your enemies. But this is a little bit different. He says, love one another as I have loved you. How does Jesus love us? By going to the cross, giving himself up. This is the kind of self-sacrificial love we call agape. You've probably heard that word. It's a special kind of love. It's a little bit different than, you know, brotherly love or romantic love. It's different. It's a love that does not expect something in return. Now, when couples get married, yes, they should aim towards agape love, but they need to love each other, right? One person can't just give and the other take. They have to both love each other. But this kind of love doesn't expect anything in return. That's the kind of God we have, a God who loves us so much. He loves us not because we deserve it, and that's the other thing about Christianity. You know, it's like, you know, you get this message, you have to behave well in order to be saved. No, you behave well because you have been saved. You have been saved. So, actually, the centerpiece of this love is shown in something we do every Sunday, and that is Jesus giving himself in bread and wine. The same Jesus who washed his disciples' feet, the same Jesus who went to the cross, the same Jesus who rose from the dead and is with us today through his Holy Spirit, is the same Jesus who is present to us in communion. So Joey and Brady, tonight you will have your first communion. And one of the readings for tonight that we didn't have that's assigned for tonight is probably something that Mr. Steve taught to you. This is the Apostle Paul. He says, for I receive from the Lord, that means Jesus, I receive from the Lord Jesus what I have handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night when he was betrayed took a loaf of bread and broke it and said, this is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So part of the love that we're celebrating tonight, we're supposed to love one another. It's really hard. Love is not easy. This kind of love, it's not easy. But we know that Jesus first loves us and Jesus gives himself, right? He gives himself to us in communion. So tonight we celebrate the love that Jesus has for us, and we in turn go out and love as he loved us. Our hymn is Where Charity and Love Prevail, and that is in your red book, in the back of your red book, number 359. Let's sing that together. Stand if you're able, please.